gentlemen, what is on your mind? This is Mark, the Freedom Poet, soon to be joined by Scott Hannon, and a very full day ahead of us. It's going to start with a whole bunch of guests and interesting things on the What's on Your Mind program. 8:20, Fargo School Board member John Strand, he's going to be here to talk about why he's running for the Fargo City Commission. Then, Mary Fronson, a delightful state representative to the Minnesota legislature from Alexandria, updating what she's working on in the state legislature. And then open phone lines for What's on Your Mind start at 9. But then at 9:30, a debate on the two cases heard before the Supreme Court on Tuesday involving religious exemptions and contraception mandates for Obamacare. Two powerhouses from think tanks, Ian Millhiser, senior constitutional policy expert for the Center for American Progress, and Derek Morgan, vice president for domestic and economic policy at the Heritage Foundation. Well, it's kind of a cool little day, and we're going to have Congressman Kramer as well. He's going to be here at 9:30. No, let's see. What time? I missed. But Kramer will be here on his regular Wednesday town hall meeting, 10 o'clock. Then, here's something that, it's just great news. I noticed this before. A little girl, 12 years old, set the all-time national cookie selling record. Now, how many do you think it is? I asked somebody, and they said, 200 boxes, 250, 500 boxes. This girl sold 18,107 boxes of cookies, Girl Scout cookies. She hopes to sell over 100,000 boxes during her Girl Scout career. She's a go-getter. Yeah, I think so. Pretty amazing. Anyway, Scott, yeah, hello. I was just talking about this fabulous Girl Scout maniac girl.
I guess controversy sells, too, because it was not a year without controversy in the Girl Scout cookie selling arena. So I give her even extra credit for that.
Right. She probably had to face some cranky pantses.
So I am once again really appreciating my wife today because she's gone, along with our oldest, Alex and Hannah. And I'm in charge of Haley's schedule for the next couple of days. Maria is chaperoning a choir trip to New York City. So they're on this 21-hour bus trip to New York City. Left 4 o'clock this morning, 4:40 out the door, and off they go. And they actually come back on Monday night. So this has been on my calendar for a while to say, okay, you're going to have to stay put. And be in charge of the household for a couple of days. I'm wondering how many moms out there feel very underappreciated. Because it isn't until I bet they do. And I want to have a little conversation with moms today for part of the show. I want to just have a really candid conversation about saying, I would imagine most moms just take it as part of the thing, but I would not in any way, shape, or form blame a mom for feeling underappreciated, because what they do day in and day out, it's just a matter of strict routine, is so foreign to at least this member of the male species, I can't even begin to tell you. It's multitasking at a very different level. They're just on this earth to nurture and guide kids and just keep the trains moving on time, so. Pretty extraordinary. So she has to leave generally for me to appreciate the level of skill that I know that she has to make everything go so smoothly. So one example is she was on a different trip. I forget when exactly that was, but Haley gets out of school on Wednesdays at 2:30. Now, every day school gets out at 3:15 except Wednesdays. Wednesdays is a day they get out at 2:30. Now, I don't know why that is, but do you think I can remember that, Mark?
Well, you'd think you could.
I generally don't pick up Haley, though, see. So that's a, you know, somewhat challenging to know that, oh, no, Wednesdays is 2:30 on the days that you're supposed to pick her up. So anyway, it just so happened that I was supposed to pick her up Wednesday at 2:30, you know, a few months back. And she had to call and say, all right, Dad, where are you? And I'm like, well, I'm still at the office at 3:15 yet. Scared that's out until 2:30 on Wednesday. So I had to skedaddle and to be a little late. So I got a reminder note today, 2:30. and then a little note under this says $300 penalty. So she's inflicting some pain. She know would make me remember that it's 2:30. So these are just the little things I'm just constantly amazed at that moms have to always remember. So,
well, did you cook a breakfast of any kind?
I did not, no. But she generally doesn't require a, you know, prepared breakfast. It's kind of a chocolate milk to go and a protein bar or something like that. So our breakfast is pretty low maintenance. But proving that I can't multitask, I'm talking to you and getting lost on the way to the office, for crying out loud. I took the back way and it didn't go well. Driving in circles, Mark.
That sounds like when I was fasting and I got lost and I drank coffee, something people should never do. I was on a 4-day fast and I got lost in St. Paul for 2 hours. It was just unbelievable.
You told me that story. I love that one. Anyway, as you mentioned, we do have a busy program. John Strand's going to join us next. John is a candidate for the city commission in Fargo, but he's also a school board member and he wants to do both. We're going to find out why. Talk with him a little bit about that. We're going to talk with a member of the Minnesota legislature, Mary Francis, get an update on how things are going there. We have a little bit open phone time in the 9 o'clock hour, and that's when I want to talk to moms. All call for moms today. Do you feel underappreciated? I want to know. And if you can't wait to call, you can call right now, 855-200-1776. Same number you can call Congressman Kevin Cramer and leave your questions for him. We're doing the Talk Radio Town Hall. The Talk Radio Town Hall always generates a bunch of calls, questions, and comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer. And so we always encourage folks to get their questions in early. Make sure you get them in for the congressman. So if you'd like to get that in before the 10 o'clock hour today for the Talk Radio Town Hall, here's the number, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. When you call, just press 1 to leave your comment on anything or your question for Congressman Kevin Cramer. So.
I think I have something else on my bucket list, too, from the front page of the forum. 98-year-old man building snow forts, 98 years old. How cool is that?
Don't tell me you've not made a snow fort before.
I have, but not when I was 98.
Oh, like I see. So your bucket list will say make a snow fort at 98.
Right. That also would mean that I'd have enough time to do a whole lot of other things on my bucket list.
That's very good. That's actually, not a bad idea for a bucket list. Actually, put a goal on, what age you're going to make it to and what you're going to do at that age. I like it.
I really like bucket lists. You know, isn't it, we can always have something to look forward to, even if it's beating somebody at cribbage, you know?
Since we were talking about this yesterday, I've been thinking a little bit about this, and I think my bucket list is going to be to get to every town in North Dakota.
Every town?
I know. The people were great, and, here I've lived not all that far from, I don't know for how long, a good chunk of my time in North Dakota, 18 years in Grand Forks, and it's just down Highway 2 and up a piece north of 2 from Rugby there. Never been there. Beautiful place. Many other beautiful places that I've not been to, so I got some work to do. That's going to go on my bucket list.
That's a cool idea.
Darn right.
I think a lot of towns would like to have you come and do remotes from there.
That was fun yesterday. It really was. I enjoyed it thoroughly. So,
speaking of North Dakota, this is an amazing topic, is that they did officially record the nation's highest personal income growth, and their incomes have doubled in a decade. That's pretty impressive.
Fastest job growth, lowest unemployment. best wage growth. What's not to love? And a lot of open spaces still, not to live in a cesspool metropolitan area. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, there's a lot of big cities in America that have places that are just terrifying. They've got ghettos that are really dangerous and bad, and taken over by projects and gangs. And
not here. More coming up on the Common Sense Club. And what's on your mind? Preview hour. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Program. Congressman Kevin Cramer here at the 10 o'clock hour for the weekly staple we call the Talk Radio Town Hall. Takes questions from any and all folks about any and all topics that'll happen in our 10 o'clock hour. If you can't wait to get a question in, call now on the hotline and just leave a message. 855-200-1776, press 1. Also, a debate on the two cases heard before the Supreme Court yesterday involving religious freedom and the mandates with Obamacare. Both sides of that issue coming up today. That should be fun. I'm looking for moms.
Yeah.
So all call for moms. And a question, do you feel underappreciated? How do you do it? Just a few questions I want to talk about today because the mom in our house, my wife Maria, is on a choir trip with our daughter and son. And so I'm holding down the fort with our youngest, who's a fifth grader, and just once again living the fact that I'm just not genetically equipped to multitask the way moms do. How do you do it? It's just amazing. And in this hour, we're going to talk about a couple of local issues. One, the Fargo City Commission race has a new candidate. And also State Representative Mary Franson will update us on the Minnesota legislature. John Strand is a longtime public servant. He has been on the Fargo School Board since 2008. And now he wants to run for a city commission spot. We're going to find out why. Talk about multitasking. You're up for this, huh, John? You're going to take not only that school board seat, keep that, but also run for the city commission? We don't have John on yet? You're holding for him, huh? He's very busy, evidently. So anyway, John will join us in a moment here, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well. I hope we have a lot of folks run for Fargo City Commission. I'm glad we've got a mayor's race now between the current incumbent, Denny Wallacher, and another city commissioner, Brad Wimmer. I think that's great. I think, you know, the more folks that engage in the issues and get some discussion going, the better. And okay, yes, John Strand. Hi, John. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Nice to chat with you today on the program. And I was asking earlier if you're up for this multitasking. You want to stay on the school board and be on the city commission. Is that right?
Well, Scott, I am running for the city commission. There's an opening there. As people know, Brad Wimmer is vacating his seat. And I was reelected to the school board in 2012. It's not that I'm wanting to serve or trying to go out and wear multiple hats and multitask and be two public officials at once. It's more so that I sincerely believe people should finish the commitments they make. And if, you know, it's not so when my 2 years, if I ever won, I wouldn't be running for school board again. It's just a matter of wrapping up my term. Let's look at it the other way. If I get elected to the city commission, and that's a if again, what would happen to my seat on the school board? They would appoint somebody, and then you'd have the public would have an interim person there representing them that they didn't even vote for. And that they
I think actually there's some value in you know, an interaction between the city and the school board. And I mean, obviously,
and
the pain point is.
And I'm getting a little offensive because one of the other media in town starts questioning, "Well, is this legal?" Why? It's not. You know, it's a practical thing. And you know, I'm the voice I have at that table. I fight hard for the issues at the school board that I fight for. I fight for fiscal responsibility, and I fight for some of the issues that I believe so sincerely. So I don't know. I don't think it's if ever I get to that point, if ever I get to cross that bridge, yes, I'll have my hands full. But on the other hand, I will be good for my word and do what I said I'd do. And I guess I'd be crossing the wearing a couple hats, going to two different entities for sure, as you say.
Why would you, what would you bring, rather, to the Fargo City Commission? What do you think is lacking? What would John Strand in one of those seats bring to the table?
Well, Scott, as I've been through my 6 years with the school district at the board, and my growth and my knowledge base of the community, especially the last year where I was chair of the facilities planning process, which really was laying out the 10-year plan for the long-term future plan of where we're going as a district relative to the population of the students and the location of the students and the demographics of the students. I learned a lot of things about our people, and I learned a lot about the community. And maybe on the top of my radar was the issue of north side, inner city, older city neighborhoods and their status relative to the new sections of town out south, down south where the sprawl is happening. And there's really different, big differences between the two. I look at the inner city as a core to protect and invest in and reinvest in and grow and develop and keep our inner city vibrant, healthy, and alive. And we have some neighborhoods that are becoming pockets of I won't use the word blight loosely, but we have some neighborhoods getting run down. That need to be spruced up. We have some parts of town in the north side of town that there's not enough kids as we could maybe use to fill the schools. And so we could kill a few birds with one stone by looking at housing, affordable housing, and getting people out of apartments. We have, some say 53% of our people in apartments. Find a way to shift people into home ownership, especially people with kids, and get them into the north side of Fargo as best we can. Get them into their own homes and populate those neighborhoods, fix up those neighborhoods with new families with new years of life ahead of them, and get their kids into the schools up there. So that's pretty much the biggest thing I learned that would translate to the city.
And fiscal issues, I imagine, is going to be a big one. We only have about a minute left here, but if I hear one thing from most people, they just think the Fargo City spends too much money. What would you say to that rather simplistic criticism?
If you look at their budget, it's just pretty huge. And while some say others maybe are burdening the people too much with property tax, I think the city burdens people too much with fees. There's fees for everything. Fees all over the place. High fees, lots of fees. That's a tax. And we need to rein some of that in, especially for the people on limited incomes, fixed incomes, senior citizens, and others who are financially challenged. So I'm on that boat. That's where I'm at.
John Strand, who is a new candidate for the Fargo City Commission, but not new to public service in Fargo, now a candidate for the City Commission post and currently a school board member. John, glad you're in the race. Hope some more join you. And we got a good, robust discussion going about the future of Fargo. Glad there's a mayor's race. I think this is great for democracy. Good chatting with you today.
It's good. Hey, thanks, Scott. Anytime.
Look forward to that countdown to the election in June. We'll spend some time on these races. Minnesota State Rep. Mary Franson, when we come back, don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
NESA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about NESID Consulting Service, go to nesidconsulting.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For moms, about to go on Facebook with this, and we're doing it on the air as well. Question, do you feel underappreciated? Do us dads say thank you, or you are amazing enough? My wife has been gone, 4 hours. Okay, 4 hours is all. What's that, Mark?
Is she amazing?
She's amazing.
Are you a good Mr. Mom?
And I don't think I say thank you enough. Because I cannot explain to you. And I don't get this because I multitask all the time. I can multitask. I can do a radio show and respond to emails. And, you know, I have a skill set that allows me to multitask. But when it comes to pack the lunch, are the right shoes on? Where's the coat? What time does she need to be there? What time did I need to pay? I'm lost. I'm an idiot. I'm an imbecile.
So you got lost coming back to the studio.
Yeah, because I was talking to you on the phone. I took a wrong turn. Anyway.
Well, you made it, and you look really nice today.
Well, thank you. Yeah, so I managed to.
Ribbons a new thing?
That's the other thing. Mom's got to get. They look nice. In my case, my wife's a professional. She's an occupational therapist, so she's doing her job, and she's running the household and getting the kids where they need to be, to tennis, to choir, to piano. Blah, 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 blah. I can't do that. So I got to think there's a lot of wives out there who just think. Do you have any idea what I do every day, honey?
Do you think women are better than men?
In fact, we have one on the phone right now, so she can be our first mom to answer this. Do you feel underappreciated as a mom, Mary?
Oh, well, that depends on the day.
It does, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, it does. No, I was speaking to my kids yesterday, and I'm over FaceTime, and I was saying, oh, I just love you guys. I miss you guys so much, and they were so nice. They're like, well, then you should just come home right now.
You got delightful kids, Mary. This is Mark here.
Hi, Mark.
The Freedom Poet is joining me with the questions as well. And, you know, talk about a sacrifice, a mom that heads to the legislature. And, of course, the legislature could use a lot more moms to figure things out, just get around the table and get some things done. So I know this is a labor of love for you, but it is a family sacrifice. How's things going?
It's going well, but like you say, it is a sacrifice, but, you know, I think children need to know that there is somebody out there that is fighting for their future. I used to do child care, so I think about those little kids that I used to take care of, not only with my own children, but those child care children. And then I also teach Sunday school. So, you know, I see the hope that's in their eyes, and they get so excited when they talk about what they want to be when they grow up. And I want them to be able to have those opportunities when they're of age.
And how do you do that at the state legislature? I mean, it must feel like you're bucking quite a headwind.
Well, being in the minority certainly is not fun. I really don't appreciate all the partisan attitudes that go on with finger pointing, Republicans this, Democrats that. I just wish we could work more together collaboratively for the better of our future. And sometimes I just want to hit my head against the wall because the ideas that come down from the other side of the aisle, they really truly do not believe that they are in any way, shape, or form damaging to the future of our children.
Anything you see as a shining light, anything we can point to as a positive where, you know, there's just enough inertia and enough popular support that even though you don't have the majority down there, you make some headway on?
Well, certainly this anti-bullying bill, which does nothing to protect our children, but is just mostly a mandate on our schools. It takes away parental rights from our parents. The public is really engaged. They know what this bill is, and I think that they've been putting a lot of pressure on the legislature to slow that bill down.
And that was a good example, wasn't it, of just grassroots uprising of people just saying, this is insane, this is crazy. I mean, signatures on petitions and phone calls and emails. I mean, folks heard about it down there, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And social media has been a really good tool as well. But a lot of people that in my district that aren't necessarily politically engaged have paid attention to House File 826 in the House. You know, we all agree that our children need to be in safe environments. But in my opinion, that environment starts with the home and raising your children to be kind to all people, not just a certain class of people.
How about the minimum wage bill? This is a you know, almost like catnip to Democrats. They love this. They love this idea of, you know, hey, we're out there for the little guys, so we're going to hike the minimum wage and often ignore just basic common sense statistics that show it actually hurts the people they purport to want to help. But any chance of stopping that bad idea?
Well, that issue died last year. We were able to make some concessions and stop the Democrats from pushing that bill forward. I'm sure there's going to be some sort of a minimum wage increase this coming year. But like you said, I mean, on one hand, they're saying, yay, government is going to force private business to pay you more. Okay. And on the other hand, what they're not being honest with those voters is it's going to raise costs of goods on everyone. Everyone is going to have less buying power. And that's a tragedy. And, unfortunately, they're lying to their voters, and that's what I really do not care about with politics. Is they're trying to gather votes for the next election, but they're lying to their constituencies at the same time.
Mark, any questions for Mary Franson, our guest Republican from Alexandria, member of the Minnesota State House?
Well, you know, I thought as you as a former daycare provider, do you think that outrageous unionization of daycares is going to stay in place?
Well, right now for Minnesota, that issue is at the Supreme Court. So I suppose when the Supreme Court meets this coming June, hopefully there will be a ruling on that. But the providers across Minnesota do not want to be unionized. These are self-employed business owners. And they make their own hours, they set their own wages, and they certainly don't need a union trying to negotiate for them. As a matter of fact, I think most of them find it extremely offensive.
And odd. Yeah.
And odd,
and
yeah.
Now,
Yeah.
Do you have a hope that, what would be different if the Republicans gain back the House, you know, and the governor's seat, which is a real possibility because Obama doesn't have the big coattails in Minnesota he had in 2010. I mean, 12.
Well, and let's talk about that with Obama and the Democrats. They're most likely they're going to focus in on Minnesota because the plans that Washington is putting on a federal level, they're also feeding down to the states where they have control. And so they're going to put a lot of money into the state of Minnesota to make sure that it does not shift hands, that the power stays where it is. But I believe that Minnesota enjoys a divided government where there is talk. There'll have to be talk if we have the Republicans gain control of the House and even the governor. There'll have to be talk with the Senate, and we'll come back with some rational laws being made. But right now, all the power is resting in one party, and there is no talk. They don't need Republicans for anything. They're not coming to us for advice. They're basically ignoring us and pushing along their own radical agenda.
Mary, North Dakota is an energy exporting state in more ways than one these days. A lot of Minnesota's electricity comes courtesy of North Dakota coal, as an example, and obviously everybody knows about the oil and gas production that's happening right now. And I would think that'd be a good thing for Minnesota to know that they have access to affordable energy that close. But it seems as though some folks in the legislature and some of the extreme environmental community you know, sort of have this Buffalo Commons view about, you know, we don't want pipelines, we don't want oil on rail, we want, you know, ban gravel from being used to, you know, when getting in the middle of a willing seller and a willing buyer because it's used in fracking. What's going on?
Extreme environmentalism. You nailed it on the head. There's a lot of radicals out there that, I mean, when you talk about the EPA wanting to ban wood-burning stoves, that's a pretty radical idea. Recently, at the beginning of the session, I sent a letter, 35 co-signers, I believe. I sent a letter to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry urging the Keystone Pipeline to continue on. But we certainly cannot keep increasing the mandates on our small utility companies because the people that hurt the most are the people that can't afford it in the first place. I don't know. I mean, North Dakota, like you said, is a leader in the nation, and Minnesota very well could be a leader in the nation in other areas as well, like this polymet mining. And unfortunately, the environmentalists are holding up that project as well.
Yeah, it just seems like the crazy ideas just keep on coming, and you got to wonder when there's going to be a wake up call. Micromanagement.
Yeah.
Mike. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Mary.
Oh, I was just saying that wake up call is, I believe, the election in November. That people have got to start voting common sense and not voting on emotion. And Democrats are extremely good at being able to get people to vote based on emotion and not facts.
What do you make of this bill concerning women's pay? This is another example of trying to legislate a perfect utopia. Does this bill make any sense?
I'm sorry, legislate what?
The bill to legislate higher pay for women?
Oh, you know, like I said, it sounds great. They're appeasing to yet another group of people, women. Women, for the most part, don't go into those same jobs as men do, where men get paid more. How do you change that? Well, you get women excited in those areas. Like in my area, my part of the state, manufacturing is a really big deal. Manufacturing, my area, pays pretty well, but the majority of people that go into that manufacturing are men. And I've talked to the tech school numerous times about being able to market to women to get them into that field. So we're going to continue on those dialogues, but I think as time goes on and marketing gets better with these jobs, you're going to see more women getting in there. But we shouldn't be forcing companies to work around this situation when the negotiation power, in my opinion, should belong to the person applying for a job and that employer.
Yeah, it's just not. Is that a role for government? It's just, again, it's sort of like the greatest hits of crazy ideas that continue to come out of the legislature. It's unbelievable. But, Mary,
it's all about vote buying.
Yeah, it is. Pandering, really. And, playing the game, yeah, which is sad to watch in some ways. But we're glad you're there, Mary. Keep fighting. Thanks for the update on what's happening there. I appreciate checking in with you. You bet.
You're welcome. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.
Mary Francis, Republican from Alexandria. A mom. We could use more moms in the legislature, right?
She's great.
Good old-fashioned common sense. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. We'll check the weather and some sports news next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
My friends at Chase on the Lake want you to come experience one of Minnesota's premier resorts so bad they've said, Scott, slash the price in half. And I said, of what? Any room. No kidding. Any spa treatment. No kidding. How about some private bowling? Half off. And they'll throw in free breakfast to boot. Now, here's what you need to do to take advantage of this offer. Go to chaseonthelake.com, use the promo code SCOTT, and then tell us when you want to stay between now and the end of April, any Sunday through Thursday, get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, and 50% off private bowling, plus free breakfast each morning of your stay. And by the way, while you're at chaseonthelake.com, check out the spa link and pick your massage, your body treatment, your skin therapy, the nail care. They've got it all right there in a great menu. Check out the great dining in the 502 restaurant, all the activities you can do there, all the fun at chaseonthelake.com. Call them at 888-CHASE-06
or go to chaseonthelake.com.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
By and large, I don't think we as a society say thank you enough, you know? We don't say thank you enough, do we?
Not nearly.
No, and just the things, you just kind of, you know, life becomes sort of like inertia where you're just going through it and you don't take the time to say, wow, thanks. That's really neat. I am the worst at saying thank you. You know, in other words, if somebody holds a door for me, I'll say thank you, right? Or some little kind gesture, or pick something up, thank you. But just for the everyday things.
But you know, you get the deck running every morning, and
that's no excuse, though, really. I mean,
but you know, the taking thank you means you got to get your mind off of your own agenda and focus on somebody else,
and it is not as
easier said than done.
Should be a little more selfless. We could all be a little more less selfish, more selfless.
Yeah,
and that's a way of doing that. Just noticing things that are going around.
It improves the attitude of everybody.
Exactly right. So I have an all call for moms out for the first part of the What's on Your Mind call-in program, and also a question up on our Facebook question asking moms whether they feel underappreciated, which I think they have to.
They might disguise their voice.
They probably just
use a fake name and say, my husband Bill is a real goofus.
And maybe other dads are better at saying thank you than I am, or you're amazing. You know, I don't say it anywhere near enough. My wife is chaperoning a choir trip with our two oldest kids until Monday, and they've been gone 4 hours, right? And I'm already going, I thought today I had a good. I mean, I had the list down. Everything's fine. Lunch packed last night. Clothes picked out. Everything's going to be fine. Up a little early. The whole deal, right? Just avoiding all the usual pitfalls. So proud of myself. to school early. In fact, Haley said, I don't like being here this early. There's not enough kids here. All right. So I'm thinking, all right, I've overperformed today. And then on the way in to work, then I get the call, Dad, yes, Haley, remember that piece of paper you were supposed to sign for me I told you about last night? Yeah, you didn't sign it. You're right. How about if I stop by after the show today and sign that about 11 o'clock? Would that be okay? No. All right, I'm taking a U-turn right now. I'm going to be late for the show, but I don't care. I'll do it. So here I thought I had everything perfect. Now, moms don't do that stuff. Moms get the lunch pack, get the clothes on right, get the coat where it's supposed to be, the whole deal.
I think they're better at focused lists and on a couple of different topics. You know, their job and each of the kids, I think they're better at list making than most men.
But that, but performing all that day in and day out
right.
is an extraordinary feat, and that's what I don't think we say thank you enough about.
No.
I don't think we recognize that. I guess it's just kind of maybe that's why they call us Neanderthal something once in a while. We're kind of the, you know, we're just kind of just going through. So anyway, I think actually this might be a good idea for moms everywhere. Leave us dads in charge every now and then. Just go, right, and say, here's the keys.
Good luck.
Here's what you got to do. And Marie was kind because I have lists. I have, you know, this on that day and this on that day. And don't forget the open house here. And,
oh,
you know,
she gave you a whole map.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's sort of like cheating.
Hmm.
But just you know, go every once in a while and do that. Good idea to leave us in charge every now and then. We surely will appreciate you more. We might even say something like, thank you, dear, for all those little things you do every single day that I rarely notice. For me, for our family, I mean, the whole deal. Is pretty special. So whatever, maybe if nothing else, this will inspire you today to just kind of notice what happens around you and say thank you. You know what? That might not be a bad idea at all. So, and I'm actually kind of happy for my wife because she loves New York City. You know, there's some gruelingness in this, if that's a word, 21-hour bus trip there and back. But, you know, once you're there, it's New York City. It's great music and the concert halls and Broadway shows and the it's a neat little deal. So I'm happy for all the Shanley choir students that they get to be in a neat place and perform so masterfully under the wonderful direction of Rebecca Raber, and it'll be a neat deal. Wish I could be there. I think they're streaming one of the events. So
they're allowed to sing Christian music.
Of course they are. Yes. And we're even as parents told to pray for them on their trip for safe travels, and you know
we need to be doing that in the public schools too because it makes sense and there is a God.
Yes, indeed, there is. There is indeed. And thank goodness there is. All right, should I tell you about the... Yeah, we only have 2 minutes left because I was...
Well, yeah.
And by the way, moms, you can call 855-200-1776. Press 1 when you call and leave a message, or press 2 and you can join us on the air here shortly. So just give me one sports headline.
Fifth starter for the Twins, Gibson, looking really good in the spring. They beat Baltimore yesterday 4-1. And 10 games left for the Wild. It looks like they got the playoffs locked up. Wolves out.
Wolves are out.
The best team in 10 years, but they're not going to make the playoffs.
What is the deal there? That's too bad.
Mostly injuries, I think.
But I'm glad the Wild are coming around there.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. 23 degrees in Fargo right now. It's going to head for a high today around 46 degrees. Overnight low of 23 tonight. Forecast looks like this. Tomorrow, 33. Friday, 32. Saturday, 50. So I'm liking that.
My.
Yeah, 42 and sunny. 42 rather on Sunday with some rain and snow mix. But we'll have some sun today, tomorrow, Saturday, and by Saturday a 50-degree temp. So I got to like that. That's kind of nice, isn't it? Out in the oil patch, 35 for a high today with some sun, and 17 for a low. 30 on Thursday, some sun. Friday, 32. But Saturday be nice. Sunshine, 55 degrees. And Sunday, 30. Right now, Tioga, it's 21. Williston, 23. Watford, 23. Newtown, 23. Stanley at 21 degrees at this hour. Columbus at 19. Back in the east, Grand Forks, cloudy and 17 at this hour right now. 17 and cloudy. Hillsborough, 24 and cloudy. Grafton, cloudy and 15. Kindred, 23 and cloudy. Wapbreck at 23 degrees. Fair skies there. Fergus Falls, 24 and fair. Detroit Lakes, cloudy, 17. Thief River, cloudy, 15. World, 6 degrees. Watertown, 24. Sioux Falls, 26. Aberdeen, 26. Temps around the region. The flag footprint of listenership in the oil patch and in western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. God bless you, folks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.